This week he started the fourth Seder, and now called all the Ma'alas. The Mishnah gives the four different Tfilas, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and Wutzos. And it gives a different Zmanim. So the Mishnah says that the Zman of Mitzvot is Kol Hayom, all day long. The Tosfos in Svarim of the Kashya, the Zman of Mitzvot is also Kol day long, all day long. The culture of beauty can only doubt Mincha up until Svarim Mincha, up until the last hour and a quarter of the day. You can't doubt another sound of quarter. So it's not Kol Hayom. But according to the Chachamim, there are beauty. So you can dab in Mincha up until the Shkia, so you can dab Mincha up until the Shkia, so it's the same thing. The Hakam, the Mishnah only says that Tfilas HaMitzvotim is Kol Hayom. Why doesn't he say Tfilas HaMincha is Kol Hayom? That's the Kashan is the same thing. Mincha is
not Kol Hayom.
What? The same thing. What about the first half of the day? There's a Kashan. Mitzvot, you can dab it all day long. Drum, 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 the patient has to prove that a fact. The patient proves that the din is so, and you give a writer from the Gemara that you can bring the musafim in the morning, and you can dab a musa in the morning. And this is a question about it. If there was a mokum to say that the zman of musa doesn't begin at the crack of dawn. Right, you're not supposed to bring any korbanos at all before the Talmud Shal Shabbos. Right. So you're not supposed, that's why you're not supposed to daven musaf before Shabbos. But for the Eved, if you bring korbanos before the Talmud Shal Shabbos, for the Eved, it's good. So that's why it says the Shulchan Aruch, for the Eved, if somebody daven musaf before Shabbos, for the Eved, it would be your idea. The Tosfos proves that that's good. So this is right. In the first place, how come it says kol hayom by musaf and not by mincha? Yesh leimar. So the answer to Pashat is mamashof and kol hayom literally, even the Shabbos, even the morning. Sharei ha-kobonet yachol ha-akam yad ha-chatam. The mele, the tfilas musafim is also. Hashenik and mincha. And they're going to prove that it's true from Agilorin. They dug up Agilorin, Masechet Avodigorin. They had to dig up a riot. That you can daven musa early in the morning. You shouldn't think that you can't begin to daven musa until after a certain time. No. We take it literally. Musafim kala yad means literally all day long, from the early morning to late at night. Most davening is the thing that not. Okay, the reason I actually tomorrow about davening musaf from Rosh Hashanah. That's the right that they did. Why should I have thought without any right? Why would I have thought otherwise? So the Yeshua points out that it says there are more rights than Rosh Hashanah. You know, because the Shabbos, the meaning is that on Shabbos and Yom, you daven a little later than all year long. If you daven Masik, so let's say daven at 7 o'clock minyan, so on Shabbos Yom Tov, it's not right to daven at such an early minyan. You should daven a little later, 7:15, or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever, a little later. Why? Because it says by Yom Tov, Shabbos, to be on Shabbos. By the other, it says Baboike. By Talmud Shal Shabbos, it says Baboike. And by Musaf of Shabbos, it says Yom Shabbos. So the Yom means later on in the day. So that's what the Peshua says. One might have entertained the Havamina to think that since it runs on law, of course, that's the Yom Shabbos. Since it says of a Yom instead of Baboiker, so maybe you cannot bring a Korban Musaf in the early hours of the day. No, we're going to start, we'll have to figure out what's the Shear. 3 hours, 4 hours, what is the earliest you can bring a Korban Musaf? Whatever the earliest is during that period of time you can't bring a Korban Musaf, then you can't have Musaf either. The Peshua says, no, it's all wrong. It's not true. You can bring a Musaf from the crack of dawn. Early in the morning you can bring a Musaf. But that's what the Fayyot says, I got all the questions. The Peshua had to prove that it's not the first day. A person on Rosh Hashanah should not dab Musa the Yechidus, the Yochid. You shouldn't dab Musa the Yechidus on Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the day, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dabbing the world. That's when he's judging the world. Maybe you're dabbing the Yechidus, they have this Musa Tzibur with you. But if you're dabbing the Yechidus, you know. The
secret
one is an hospital. Oh, that's okay. You can do that in America too. Shachrit is Davinov. Yeah, we Davinov also. We Davin very early Shachrit and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara is only by Musa when you say Marga Tanah. The second Tosfos of the Perek has the famous topic that we discussed already on the first day. Tosfos is bothered with the Gemara here. The Gemara had a Machlokes HaTanaim regarding Tfilas Arbi, whether the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv is Yeshua Tafayla. By Ma'ariv, usually when we tell Ma'ariv, we say Baruch Hu, then we say Tzuki. Then we say Kriya Shema, you say Bichas Kriya Shema before that. So the Kriya Shema, that's, you think that that's their answer, says the Shach B'chol Kimeva. We pass from that Kriya Machlokes said in the Gemara. So Kriya Shema Zichah, you have to say Krishna, Shalaiwa. And you have to say the Birchas Kriya Shema before and after, that's the key of the Kriya Shema. The Shema is what about the Shema Nesh? You really have to daven the Shema Nesh of Myron, or maybe I should say the Tzvila Tzadish Yishud. So that's the Gemara has later in this parak in Achloikis HaTanoim, where the Tzvila Tzadish Chayva, Tzvila Tzadish Yishud. A lot of Achareim have a standard comment. They all point out that on Kol Rov Amadeis, on the very next Amad, Gemara up to that, Gemara has a what seems to be a Machlokes Amoraim regarding the nature of the Tzilus. Gemara says, Itmar, that's 10 lines from the top, on Kol Rov Amadeis. Gemara has Rav Yeshi, Rav Hamina says, Tzilus over Tzilus, that Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yankiv were the ones who were Mesach and Shachas, Minchem Meir. Rav Shuvah Levi Omar, Rav Shuvah Levi disagree. That's a simple reading. Rav Shimon Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hanina, and he says that it's not so, that it's not a tzila, it's kineged tzanidim tikkun. In words, the Tani Kavata Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hanina, the Tani Kavata Rabbi Shimon Levi. Each Amayra has a right that supports the decision. So come back, really a machlokes HaTanaim, whether tzila is always tikkun, or tzilas were instituted at a later time, not by Avraham Yitzchak, they were rather instituted at a later time by Rav Shimon HaTanaim, by the Tanaim, Keneger HaKorban. That's the simple shot in the Gemara. When you get to the left line of the Sukhya, or the bottom, the Gemara says, no, Ella is on the Gemara, that's 6 line, 5, 6 line. Ella, Tzilus, Ella, Tzilus, Ella, Mechina, Rabban, and HaKorban. So some Achleim want to learn that there really is no Machloikis. They really both said the same thing. The Sukhya begins even with where Machloikis, Rabbi Yisrael, Chanin, Rabbi Shulam, Levi. You get the last line, the Gemara blends everything in together. There never was a Machloikis. Avada, Avromi, Tzliyak, Avromi, Tzakinit. Well, there, Mitzakinit, Shachlis, and Mincha, Myriv, had whatever's Manim. And the latest Kufis, Tanoim, were Mitzakinit, Manim, of Shachlis, and Mincha, Myriv, Kufin, corresponding to the Korban. That's how some Achleim want to learn the Babli. But the Yeshua points out, another point out, and the Yishami says the Tzairi says the Machloikis, Samarayim. And the Drashim also says the Tzairi. The Machloikis, Samarayim, says that you don't necessarily even have to read the Babli like that either. It's just that the Gemara says, how can you just say Tzilus over Tikkun and has no relationship whatsoever to the Kabbalah of the Beit HaMikdash? Why do they talk about the Dalet Shoyas? What does it come in? Plaga Mincho? All of a sudden, where did Musaf come from? So the Gemara is bothered with things. It's obvious that there is some connection, there's some relationship with Kabbalah. But the Gemara answers not that there never was a Machloikis, they both said the same. The Gemara says, even the opinion, one opinion is that it wasn't instituted by the office at all, it was later Tanayim, the Ashik Tasagdela, on the Shachim connected the Kabbalah. And usually the one who holds at the office signal, but in the later Tanayim, the Tanayim geared it, they coordinated it, or they instituted Manim, that it was equivalent connected the Kabbalah. And some are telling me that there's no Machlokes. The Pasht says that even the Babli, that there is a Machlokes, there was a Machlokes. Machlokes HaTanayim and a Machlokes HaMarayim, with the office signal or not. But it's a Yeshua, and there's stands in a lot of Achleim now, but each one writes independently of the other. All right, the Tanoim had a dispute, but it's Tzilas Arbis Tzayba, Tzilas Arbis Yeshua. So the Pashtus is that it should depend on each Machlezi. Right. That if you hold that the Tzilas Arbis Tzikman, the Avon was Mitzaki Shaka, and Yitzchak was Mitzaki Lincha, and Yankov was Mitzaki Myrus, so why is Yankov Tzakon weaker than that of Avon? And Yitzchak, if this is Chayvah, that should also be Chayvah, why not? Anything, if you hold that has nothing to do with the Avos, rather can exit the Korban, so there's only two to meet him every day, it's just some Shabbat HaBayit. The Chachamim instituted another Tzilas Arbis, Mechuvim can exit Hekta Halom Revoim. But number one, Hekta Halom Revoim is not Maki. The only thing that's Maki than any Korban is Yitzchak Tadam. The Dalet Avos is not the Shechit, the Kabbalah Tadam, the Halokah Tadam, and the Zikr. So once you do the Dalet Avos Tadam, the carbon is kosher, but the yadid really has to be makdir yemurim also. But the yadid, if the yemurim disappear, or the nitnu, or avdu, and you weren't master them, or even the days that you weren't master, they weren't useful, they weren't awesome, just the days that you weren't master, so they didn't put it ever to your intent anyway. So the whole Torah saying one is not the Kula. Furthermore, even Haftarah saying one, the Hatzilah, when you bring the Korbanos by Yom, you're supposed to do the Haftarah saying one by Yom. In fact, the Gemara says in Menachos, when they brought the Tzidim and the Sofim on Shabbos, you really could have said, when you bring Korbanos on Shabbos, you do the Malach. You shef the Behemoth and Malachim and the Tzidim and the And then you dirt the dam on the Zech, as a Malachim and the Rabbanim, and you stop the money anymore, so you make the Korban Kosher. And then when you take the Chelev or the Vosor, and you burn it, there's not Mamash Havarah. It starts off as Bishul, and then it turns into Havar, because it catches flame. And you put steaks on the fire, and it gets cooked. It's Bishul, but if you leave the steaks there for long, and it gets Sabrin, so then it's Havar. Havar is not only to strike a match, Havar is if you have a flame and I throw in logs, or I throw in paper, so that's also Havar. It doesn't have to be to create the age, to cause anything to burn up. It's also Havar to hit something, to hit some fuel to the fire, it's also Havar. So the Gemara says that even though when they brought the Tzimim and Sofim on Shabbos, they really could have waited to do the Haftarah Tzim Urim after Havdalah, Balayla, there was the need to do the Malach on Shabbos to do the Haftarah Tzim Urim. So the Gemara says, Mamu Lashem Menachem, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So when they brought the Tzimim and Sofim on Shabbos, there will not to be a burden in the evening. If they did this on Shabbos, certainly every day of the week, they also do the same thing. Whenever you bring any correspondence by Yom, you do it. All week long, there's no problem of doing an additional malachas. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it because some even if it's a shaito and a tutra, it's not tuya, and they have to, you have a way out, you don't have to avoid it. Because to do the haftarah, hakrovah, korbanah, shabbos, Shabbos, there's no interpretation that that's tutra. It's not tuya. That's what the function is. Why is it that you never find the Gemara that the Zman HaMikdosh, when they brought the Zim and the Sofman Shabbos, why didn't anybody do it? They should shaft it with the left hand. If you shaft it with the left hand, it's only Halacha the Rabbanan. So some Achrayim men, the later Achrayim has discussed, some of us are showing for this discussion from the later part, he talks about this, a funny kind. So some say, question, I'll make it in a Vela. If the Shechet is a Mumpet, it is a special technique, you have to have a skill. If the Shechet is going to step to the left hand, you can make the whole thing your favor, then you'll have to do another Malachah. Go Shechet. It won't be a Malachah. In Atar, it won't be a Malachah, because he killed the Tzalachah, yeah. Because usually you Shechet with the right hand, and now he killed with the left hand. If he knows how to do the left hand, then it's all right on the left hand, but if he doesn't, then I'll give it to the Rabbanah. Yeah. If you do, I get Shina, it's on the Rabbanah. So I'm afraid of my father with this kasha, why don't we find anywhere in the Tanoim and the Mishnah is that on Shabbos and Yom, says you shech with the left hand. So some say we're afraid we're going to make the Vela. And others say, what do you need these Teutsim for? The Teutsim is simple, because Nimar would have perished in Yom. It's Hutro. Hutro means you don't have to try to avoid it. And that's perhaps why the Gemara gets a little bit of Gemara's Chabib and Mitzvah the Shaita. So a little unclear what that means,
but you have to come on today.
Yeah,
it's
hard.
You do a
year. You have to finish. Yeah, you have to finish a year. Yeah. Even if you could do a mission, it's not necessary also to do a mission. Okay. So the din is that Haftarah Teimur Balaylov, if he didn't finish doing it by Yom, then he do the Haftarah Teimur Balaylov. But normally you should do the Haftarah Tzim Urim by Yom. You're supposed to do it by Yom. And even if you didn't do the Haftarah Tzim Urim at all, it's not Me'akir. So that's the reason for the Tanayim Zohar, the Yeshua. That's why we're talking the Tzim Urim is only Yeshua. Shabbat in Minchah Zohar because it's Keneged. If you all said it's Keneged, obviously it's known. So that's what our friends say. They all say Tehor. It doesn't make any sense to single out Meirev. Why should Meirev be weaker than Shabbat in Minchah? Shabbat in Minchah Zohar. Meirev should also be a Chazbar. It's all that it has nothing to do with the Yom. But it's rather to make it have three of them, so there's only two to read it. So the Tzvil of Tarvis was in the stocking by the Ashik Nes HaGdela, to make it Hekta Chalav Meimoy, which is Kol HaLai. But it's this, that's not Ma'akei, and the more correct man would have been eaten from our choice, and when that it should have been done by Yom, every day. Every day should be done by Yom. Even on Shabbat is done by Yom, so certainly every day in the weekday should be done by Yom. But that's what leads them to say that the Tzvil of Tarvis should be a Rishon. That's how they offer. So here Tosfos in the Bahag, in the Rishonim, are all bothered with this kasha. The Gemara has it in that if it's on the first omelet, on Chavos Menachem. He had it in the beginning of the Sikh, the Tosfos has this kasha. So the Tosfos has this kasha. There's in the Gemara that if a person forgot to daven Meirev, So you daven shachris twice. The first time daven shachris, and the second shemana esrei, you make tashlum of the mayor. And if you forgot to daven shachris, then you got to lose it twice, you make the tashlum of the shachris. Well, a question: what was the double tosh of the bar in the Gemara? Says whoever forgot to daven Ma'ariv, daven Shacharis Shmona Esrei. He daven Shacharis once, he doesn't daven the whole. Says the Shmona Esrei twice. The second Shmona Esrei is to make a tashlum of Ma'ariv. So the Rishon of all is Kakasha, what Tashkum and then Tashkum, but if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to drop in Barak at all. Sure. You know, there is a shift, means that it's optional. It's true. Optional, he says. That's one of the two. So the Kakasha is, if Bilatar is sure, so what is he talking about making Tashkum for the marriage? If he didn't want to drop in Barak, he didn't have to in the first place. So he forgot to drop in Barak. So what do you have to make up? What's the drop? So some Rishon in the answer. So there are different answers on the kasha. So the Tesis gives their explanation. The Yesh Leimar. So the Yesh Kasha, we pass him on last field that was Yeshua's. So what do you have to make Tashlum? The Tesis of the Yesh Leimar. The Honey, I mean, it's doing that was Yeshua's. It doesn't really mean Rishu. It's not optional. If you don't want it, you don't have to dab Meir. What it means is that you're Mechuyah to dab Meir, but the Chiv is not as strong. Shachris and Minchas, less of the Chiv. So, by the Chivina, less of the Chiv. If you have another mitzvah, Manoi Beres, and through the other mitzvah, and don't ship, when you have a conflict of interest, and you can't do both. So if you have another mitzvah, some of that will be more important than mine. There are no other pressing considerations.
The body is done, no, not by Minchas.
So you do the one that's more important. It's a Shein Averis, okay, so that's a Mitzvah Shein Averis. You want to have Ma'ariv and you want to do another mitzvah, see that there's so bad and you can't do both. All the minutes, he's talking to you, Tarvis, me for now, in the face of the other mitzvah. Do the other mitzvah and ignore Ma'ariv. Have a lechina, but for nothing, aim on the batla. Because it doesn't, you shouldn't.
That's good.
Okay. Right.
After the Torah was given,
what was the binding of authority? No, but they're not raising Tana. Why is Lashon is still done? I don't know about that. I think there was a concept of Stila before also. They wanted one to be Shabbat. Isn't it? No, we're talking about Takana Rabban, but they're asking why is it binding? They were not, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov lived before the din of Elof Tishmo, before the din of I don't know. The question? Why? The same question. Why is Takana Rabban binding even after the term? Why are they binding? That's what we discussed on different occasions. What shot? Well, the Rambam sounds like he says the whole dinim derayis, all dinim derabban become dinim derayis. How can it be? That's what the Ramban is. How can it be? Shachadin, shekad rabban lekul. So the later Mefarshim explained what it means. It probably means like this: the Pharaoh is machayva to do ahavas Hashem. What does it mean, ahavas Hashem? You have to volunteer on your own to do things that you know, like a person loves his parents, or has a love his wife, and so on. So you volunteer to do things even though the other person didn't ask you explicitly to do it for you, for them. You do things that you know would make them happy. So how do we know what would make the Rabban Shalom happy? We can figure out what would make the Rabban Shalom happy, so we should volunteer on their own to do that. But that's what the student tells us, Shalom Yechon Yagecho, asked Talmud HaChamim, asked Rabbanim, asked the Sanhedrin, some of they will be able to figure out what will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. And then we should do that because that's a method, not because they have the power and the authority. No. They have the insight to understand what will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, Kibay Yoho, and how one is to fulfill the Havat Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu, Ki Yidai Tad Mamash Yitzad Ad Bonam Yitzad Ad Bonam Yitzad Ad Bonam Yitzad Ad Bonam Yitzad. He commanded his children to do Avodah Hashem, to love, to show signs of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's understood, he told his children to daven in Shachar. Yitzchak told his children to daven Incha as well, and Yankee told his children to daven Meirah, and it was binding on the children. Why was it binding? Because they were all Mechayiv and Abbas Hashem. Even some of them, I don't know, they were also not Mechayiv and Abbas Hashem. Not from the Shevet Mitzvahs and Inayah, Abbas Hashem, but they understood on their own, Akim Adam Avinu Kala Perkul Ashmai Mitzvah, so they understood that there's going to be a Mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, that it makes sense. If the Nachri is the Torah Seder Mitzvah, you have to volunteer to do acts of Abbas Hashem, some of them also have a Kim on this. The Nachri volunteers Avet Hashem or Yuret Hashem. Avet Hashem and Yuret Hashem is not from the Shevet Mitzvahs in and out. But a Nachri has Avet Hashem, Nachri has a little Yeret Hashemayim, has an Antimish Hashem. Some of it is a Kima Mitzvah. The Torah said a Mitzvah over here. But that was the Mitzvah that the others commanded their children. I want you to daven Shacharit, I want you to daven Mincha, I want you to daven Meir. This is a way to fulfill the Mitzvah of Avet Hashem. So the Nachri was daven, it would also be a Kima Mitzvah of Avet Hashem.
Yeah, the
book says after he was exactly the same. Tayshu points out that after Yitzchak was back in Incha, then Avraham
died.
Prior to that, he didn't. That's the kasha that Achanim had kept. Kiyam Ramavinu Kala Tavu Kula Ashila in Mishnah Fila Eretz Tavshilin, even the Rabbanon. So he had such an insight to understand, even the Din of the Rabbanon. He looked in the world. Azai Zerel says like this, the Neder says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzakal Be'Raisa Zara'a. The Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and then he created the world, so the Torah is the blueprint of the world. So if you look in the world, you should be able to figure out what it says in the Torah. Bayat the taught, but the others were insightful. So Avraham Avinu looked into the world and he could figure out what the Tariyat Mitzvah is. So one could argue the point and say, well, that's only Dinim De'Raisa. How can you look in the world, the five Dinim De'Rabbana? Dinim De'Rabbana not be a forsaking one, not so. Here Avraham Avinu Kala Tavukul Hashem Yitzakil, even the Dinim De'Rabbana. That he was, why? Because apparently the din of the Rabbanan also, not some din of Chayvus Gavra, like the Nesida says, the din of the Rabbanan, din of the Raisa, there are in Isha Chepta, din of the Chepta, and din of the Rabbanan, only a din of the Gavra. So only din of the Gavra, so how can you look into the world and see? But apparently it's a little more than that. It's also something there, there's something there in the Chepta. So that's the kasha that all that's going to be, it's the Shiyam of Avinu, Kola Teru Kula Shemanitme, even all the din of the Rabbanan. So why didn't he daven Mincha even before Yitzchak was Mitzvahed? Why didn't he daven Meirah even before him? That's what he gets. That's the Shaila. Texas seems to say not. Texas says that after Yitzchak was Mitzvahed, he daven. Texas said, I'm going to take him and ask for Yitzchak. Texas said, you were also right like that. Yeshua and Halach, I should take him to Yitzchak. After, I'm going to take him and ask for Yitzchak. It says, Yitzchak was Mitzakim Tzilat Mincha. Isaac Tzitzit is a Gemara Yume. It says, Avraham was davening Mincha. the Taisa says, can't be used for good in the Takan, and then he started to daven. How do Rishonim also say like this? That's the Shah. It sounds like before Yitzchak was Mitzakim, he didn't daven in there. That's the Shah. The Rambam's opinion is that if you daven once a day, every day, it's an obligation, they're right. I mean, according to the Rambam, when it says Avraham was Mitzakim, Zacharias, it doesn't mean he was Mitzakim. Avraham had been a volunteer to fulfill all the dinim there, right, so that it's going to be given later, even though he wasn't obligated. He's going to give a Shem Mitzvah to Nerech and Bris Mila. That's all. He had Shem Mitzvah from Bris Mila. Then he volunteered to keep Shadi Nathar. One of the Shadi Nathar that he volunteered to keep was Tzila. And Tzila, according to the Rambam, is a din derayta once a day every day. So he does it once a day every day. He's done the Shabbos. It's a little bit, not the mark on the Umar, it says that he was Mitzakim Shabbos. But he was Mitzakim, you know, if he called it El Kula. He shook a little bit, he laid Masas off of Bayek Eilus. But he said he laid Masas, he broke all the Pesach, he did all the Mitzvahs that are going to be in his father later. The Manish Tanis, Tzvila Shabbos, and all the other Mitzvahs, of course he's going to done the Shabbos.
That was
the
one by school.
No, no, but the Pashuk Shabbos Mother, Avraham Avinu was Mitzakim Shachar, it sounds like not that Tiyam Avraham Avinu Kolot El Kula Shema Yisno.
That's why he's Dam Shachar.
It sounds like it's something in addition to that. That's in one of the Yenim Tzidushin. He kept all the Dinim. And this is an additional thing that he was Mitzakim Shachar. He was the one who was Mitzakim. This is not the Mashman the Gemara. The problem? Martha's the first person calling. If the Talmud Chacham comes up in Shnas Tov Shin Nun Beis, with the Chiddush, that's right, Moshe Paisha wrote Shulis original thing, new Chiddushim and Dinim Deraita, new definition, and therefore the Din is X, Y, Z. Wild thing. So these are the statements that we're reading about it. So somebody can argue with Moshe Paisha every generation, and Talmud Chacham comes to Chiddush, and how come nobody realized this until Shnas Tov Shin Nun Beis? So the Gemara says, the Talmud Chacham, Shomar, Dabba Mechudush, so you shouldn't say it automatically by definition has to be wrong because we never had it to come on our Gemara says, Gemara says if you find in every generation the Mo'er on something new that was really done wrong all along. Yes, they had all the desires around, they had pomegranates, I think that clearly were wrong. I'm not sure if you're saying right or wrong. They were just done in a room. Okay, the Tzvila Tzelen was just a neglected mitzvah for so many years and it's back in style again. There's so many kohenim, there's so many dinim, it's open and shut, there's nothing to discuss. The series of dinim in Shulchan Aruch, Lashon Hara knew that Chabad Chaim discovered Lashon Hara, so Lashon Hara was always there. And the people were mezalzel on it. So you're going to say, the fact that we had a minigam of Tzelen, I believe something, we always spoke Lashon Hara, is that right that everything the Chabad Chaim stands for is wrong? It's not wrong, it's right. The people were neglecting it, and then he was murdered, and we should observe it again. So the same thing as the Tamachach, and the Machad is something. Sometimes it's Taka Wong. Sometimes Taka Wong. The fact that no one said of the coming generations should be taken as an indication that they disagree with him. But not always. The Mar says, Eimaz Nicha, doesn't mean that you should accept it right away. You have to think about it. Chacham and Ador have to think about it. They shouldn't reject it all in just because it was never assumed to be so. Maybe it's not from the Nicham and Hashemayim in his Gargoyle, maybe in Hashemayim is close. So that's what the Tenshuot suggests over here. His father with his Kasha, Kiyam, the Kasha is putting everything together. If Avraham Avinu came to the Kula Hashemayim Yitzno, even Binu the Rabbonon, why does it say that he only davened Shachris? He was Mitzakim Shachris. And he didn't daven Nimcha until after his son Yitzchak was Mitzakim Ed, but he observed their Tashil before they were Mitzakim Ed later, because he knew what's going to be later. He is there, so why didn't he volunteer to daven Nicha? So that's what the Tenshuot suggests. Others write like that also. Maybe Malkum in Nicham and Hashemayim that Yitzchak should be mecharis something new. But he wanted Yitzchak should be able to be mecharis something new. Not that everything should have been already in the day. That he had it seen by his father. Okay. It is getting back again to this. So there's a machlekes, not a machlekes, there's a machlekes with a tefillah tzavit kareba, tefillah tzavit yeshuva. We pass through halacha, a tefillah tzavit only yeshuva. So it's bottom of the kasha, the man to God, the daven ma'ariv, so we have a din that everybody agrees, you have to make tashlumin by shakar. Well, you have to make tashlumin. If you didn't want, you didn't have to daven ma'ariv at all. So what do you have to make up? What kind of tashlumin? That's Taisus kasha. The Taisus gives their answer that they write in all the different assistants. You have the Zuman, the other places. That tefillah tzavit reshus is not to be taken literally. It just means that it's not as strong an obligation as Shabbos and Minchas, a little less, and it might not come in if it comes in conflict with another mitzvah. But ain't levat la'achinam. It's not proper just to make up your mind. You're not going to, tonight you're just going to say Krishna with the Birchat Krishna, and that's it. After the end of the Birchat Krishna, you're not going to say Shmoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to do that. Unless you run into a shir or something like that, then you say, oh, the Talmud Torah is more important than the Talmud Mark. But otherwise, you want to create the Talmud. So therefore, we understand what the whole discussion is about Tashlumin. That's what Taisus answers. All the Rishonim gave a different answer. Because they did something. How can you translate the word Rishus that it doesn't mean that? Philosophic Rishus means Rishus. What do you mean? You're obligated, but less of an obligation. But the other Rishonim said, and I've been here, and I'm the quotes the whole discussion. The other Rishonim said, it's not correct what the Balei HaTaisus said. When it says philosophic Rishus, it means literally Rishus. I literally Rishus. So what do you mean? I have to make Tashlumin. So they say, two, so they quote the Bahag. So they have two variations of what the Bahak says. Some say, it depends who am I. If I'm a person, it's already many years since my bar mitzvah, and I'm examining my rift pretty regularly. So whenever a person, right, whenever a person has an inikvah, that becomes binding, you come there. So since I have been examining my rift for so many years, and even just a week after my bar mitzvah, I've been examining my rift for a week, so tonight, if I forget to examine my rift, it means I didn't fulfill the obligation that I was willing to do. A minute time becomes binding with Tamerik. If keep a level with Tamerik, if I always dab Meirik, Tamerik is the dab Meirik. If you never dab Meirik since your bar mitzvah, so you don't have to dab Meirik if you don't want to. What you have to do is the first time after your bar mitzvah, you start to dab Meirik, you don't believe neither. So then for the rest of your life, whenever you dab Meirik, it'll only be the terrorists believe neither. And if you'll forget the dab Meirik, you won't have to make Tashlum. You want to talk about Tashlum, and that's the fellow didn't say believe neither. So I think it's done Meirev a couple of times. It became a few minutes that is binding some nether. So if he forgot the done Meirev, he has to make Tashlum. That's how some Rishonim quotes from the Bahag. They're talking about a person who is Mekabel Alat Mechayim. Another Rishonim quotes differently. We paraphrase the Bahag. Now we're talking about Hachmatin and this individual person who is Mekabel on himself as Mechayim. The whole quality is called Karashav Yuhu Alay Mechayim. The whole quality is called his man Hakimura had already accepted it as a nether. As an obligation. It was a machlokes with a philosophic issue. A philosophic nether. But as the years went on, by the time he came to the late, this is a brightness. Rabbi Yechanan, the first door of Amoraim, then a number of days, it's a time of a brightness. And that's our shlumen from Ira. That means in the later period of the Tanayim, the early period of Amoraim, it already became obvious that the whole quality throw had already accepted as a minigat sequel to Daven Ma'ariv.
I think you were very good at that. Philip Ma'ariv for
sure.
You have to mention one. It's Ma'ariv.
Mm-hmm. It's Ma'ariv.
Why wouldn't
it be the simplest answer?
That's
the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. So on the bottom of the page, he points out in the Haaretz that he didn't find any other Rishonim to say that. A fascinating answer. No other Rishonim said that. Chidush Dover is when you want to make a Chidush Dover. If I want to volunteer Chidush Dover, then you have to start Lacharishwa Dover. But if I see the Chidush Rishus, it was a Takona of somebody, somebody made a tachona about davening Ma'ariv. So Ma'ariv is not purely Mizabit, Chidush Mizabit, because when you have Ma'ariv, you don't have to make a Chidush Dover. But the fellow forgot to daven Ma'ariv. So if he didn't want to, he didn't have to. There's no Parashav Yuhalai Chayfor, a Kvali Sol is not his. If he doesn't want to daven Ma'ariv, he doesn't have to shmud at you, can we go? But if he left out Meir and he feels bad about it, and he wanted to volunteer, he would have wanted to have volunteered at Meir, but he was sick in the hospital, whatever. He was busy. He said, then when it comes Shabbos, tomorrow morning, he can finish is going to have to have chakras. And second shmanes is not to tell you it's nidava b'alma. No. He wants to make us a tashlum as a master. Then he wouldn't need a seder's dover.
Why call him tashlum? Why call him tashlum?
We call it what?
Tashlum is paying a debt that you never had to pay.
Not a voluntary. If he wanted to daven out, he could daven voluntary, not to say it's nidava. Not to say it's nidava. Nidava, you have to have chiddush dover. That's exactly the chiddush. Nidava, chiddush, nidava, you have to be mechadush dover. Here, by marriage, you don't have to be mechadush dover. If you want to, the chachamim, take a marshal, we mentioned on many different occasions, the Gemara has in the end of Shabbos, all the different tanaim and amoraim today, different midas chassidus that they observe. So the Gemara quotes one time and says, Yei chalki, Rabbi Yehi says, Yei chalki, and gomri ha-halal b'chol yom. So the Gemara says, I bet you're forbidden to say halal every day. The Gemara says, it goes on stuka de zimra. He hopes he'll always be able to say stuka de zimra. What do you mean, he'll be able to say? You have to say stuka de zimra. You have to say stuka de zimra. So you see from that Gemara, that it wasn't, not everybody said stuka de zimra. So what is it? It's only a minute. It's only a minute. So where did the prophet come from? The Baruch Shem of the Mishtaba. You shouldn't think that the prophet, the Magen Avraham suggests, maybe the prophet went through the post-Talmudic. Because it never says anything in the Gemara, the Nusach of Baruch Shem of the Mishtaba. So the Mishnah Yankiv says that's not true. The word, the text of Baruch Shem Yishtabach doesn't appear, but the Yerushalmi, which is written before the Bavli, talks about Asdof Ben Yishtabach Liyotzer Averi Hibiyot V'Chaz Yolam Yorcham Al-Khamah. The Yerushalmi in the end of Saita says, and Berk Mashiach Muhammad, says in the Mishnah that whoever is a Baal Averi is kicked out of the Israeli army. That we only win the wars, the Jewish souls only win the wars, in the course of the Tzadikim. That if you have the Raya soldiers, you have to have only Ruma soldiers. You're not allowed to have any non-observant thoughts. There is a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Saita, and Berk Mashiach Muhammad, what if the soldiers are goy? He observes only dinim deraita, but he's in violation of dinim derabbanan. He says once in a while a bracha v'atola, he says mechola derabbanan once in a while, but dinim deraita, he keeps strictly every word that it says in the verse. Do we kick him out of the army because he's in violation of a dinim derabbanan, or do we allow him into the army? So the Gemara says that's a machlekes hatanoim. So what's an example of a person who violates an Aveir Derabbanan? So the Gemara, if Bavli gives an example of a person who talks between Shalyad and Shalroish, so when he puts down the Shalroish, because he was talking, he was Gerim Brachash in Tzvicha. So to be Gerim Brachash in Tzvicha is an Aveir Derabbanan. That's how the Bavli gives a Moshe. And the Shami gives a different Moshe, Adoch Ben Yishtabach Liyotze. If a person talks and he's in Yishtabach, and the Bichat Tzviyashma. You see that the Zman HaYerushalmi, which preceded the Bavli, the Zman HaYerushalmi, they had a Baruch HaYishtabach. That Yishtabach must have had Baruch Shomer also. Because Yishtabach, the Yishtabach says the Baruch HaFruch HaMakabato, that's why Yishtabach is not Pasach, it's the Baruch. It's Baruch Shomer, it's the Baruch HaShomer, it's the Baruch HaShomer, it's the Baruch HaShomer. The truth, the text of Baruch Shomer doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Magen Avraham says it's a post-Talmudic Baruch. Baruch Shomer is post-Talmudic. Mishnah Yankis says, how can it be? If Yishtabach states anymore that it existed in the days of the Yerushalmi existing, the Baal Shammah must have existed also. The text of the Baal Shammah doesn't appear in the Gemara, but they must have had a Baal Shammah. But they had Baal Shammah and Yishtabach, so they must have had Sukkot Azimah. So what did Rabbi Yehudi say there? He helps always be able to volunteer Sukkot Azimah. What then were they mistaken as for? So the answer is no. You have things like that. Ramosh and the Mishnah says in the Gilah about Yehalalucha, that he said at the end of Hallel, the Malkus Shemal the Levarach, the Malkus Shemal the Levarach, and Leil says, I try to say the Gemara says you have to say you have a Lucha at the end of the Hallel. But all year long when you say Hallel, it's optional. What is it? It's optional. What the people develop the knitting on their own to say Hallelucha at the end of the Hallel? What's going on? So the Mefarshim explain no. It means the Mestakne Hatakana, the Tanoi, whoever made the Tachana, institute it as an optional bracha. If you want to, you can choose to say Yahalucha. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to, you may. Normally, they'll mistake a bracha. You have to say Shahakal before you drink water. That's also optional.
Yeah.
Later, that's also Shahakal before water is optional. It's only a minute. You might have a burn of course is also a minute. You might have a burn of course is a minute. But let's say, Barbi Adoma, that's a real Chacham. And once in a while, the Chacham will mistake a bracha, an optional bracha. So the same is true regarding the Haluch at the end of Hallel, they're almost talking an optional bracha. The same is true regarding the Hope Sukkot at Zimel, there's an optional bracha. So here they're almost talking Mayra, by the way, an optional Shmanesha. If you want to, you can have, you don't want to, you don't have to. So if you do daven Shmanesha, Mayra, Bech, it's Bech, Shmanesha, Bech, Shmanesha, Bech, Shmanesha, Bech, when it comes to the Shmanesha, Mayra, they're almost talking, whoever wants to, will fulfill it, be a mitzvah, so shoot. If you want to do it, you'll get a key mami. So the Menela is not the same as Tzivos Mitzvah, you don't have to be Mechadish Mitzvah. But the person didn't have the opportunity to daven Meira, then he feels bad about that, and he wants an extra shulman after he finishes the shulman, after have shakras, that's what the Rav Yoh answers. The other shulman don't have that. The Rav Yoh gives that answer. He can say the second shulman answer was that requirement after this book. No, but that person daven Ma'ariv on Be'al Rosh Chodesh and forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and he feels bad. He wasn't going to the Shemad Esther. Does he have to? He wants to fulfill the mitzvah so shus that the Chacham on the Tzachim. And some people just want to do what they look like to do. They don't want to volunteer, but there are any mitzvahs they don't want to volunteer. And other people want to do maximum. Whatever is a team on this, so they want to volunteer. So let's say this fellow wants to volunteer Ma'ariv. So one night, Be'al Rosh Chodesh, he daven Ma'ariv, forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. Would he recommend to him that he should repeat the Shemana Esrei again? Or not? So the Gemara says, no. He said, if you want to volunteer, you did it already. Shut it up, Meir. That there's no need to repeat the Meir of the Shemana Esrei for Amash Chaydish for leaving out the Olive Yard. Right, that was one opinion of Rishonim instead of Shemana Esrei Meir. One opinion of the Rishonim was that they were Mitzakim in a later Zerus, after the Shemana Gemara, they were Mitzakim, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, with 18 Shema Hashem, 18 Shema Hashem as a substitute for the Shema Nesra. For those who don't want to say Shema Nesra, they should say Baruch Hashem Liyot. Right. Another version, different version. Either because people started to choose and they chose not to say Shema Nesra, so they said the abridged form, or because there must have been some Zera, there must have been some Zera, but the Goyim didn't allow them to say Shema Nesra, so they said this stuff.
Why is there no Tishlubim for the creation?
Is there Tashmum? We mentioned last week in the Mechaber there's two sheets. So one sheet is based on this bright, there should be people to Yeshma or Filo, and then the Gemara says it's only the main that's what the Shrei gave. There would be Tashmum. Mechaber there's two sheets. The Pashto says that there's no Tashmum for Kri Yeshma because the whole concept of Tashmum only applies to Korbanos. The whole concept of Tashmum only applies to Korbanos. We already have Tashmum, so we mentioned by Korban says Tashmini. There's a machlokes hatanan Rebbe Rav Nosson where the Pesach Sheni is Tashlum in the Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is a regel with Neyatan. So we happen to pass from the Pesach Sheni is not Tashlum in the Rishon. It's a regel with Neyatan. So even if somebody became Bar Mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or a Gershon is Gar between Pesach Rishon, he can't say that he's going to bring Pesach Sheni to make up Tashlum in Pesach Rishon. He was a Goy. He wasn't Bar Mitzvah. He can't say Tashlum. So we pass him even in such a case. He still brings Pesach Sheni. But still, by Chagigah, the one has a machlokes in the beginning of Chagigah, the first daf, whether if a person didn't bring Korban Chagigah on the first day of Yom Tov, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, that he brings the next week, in the course of the week, is that Tashlum in his Dikah Chiyavili on the first day, and the rest of the 7 days is Tashlum in the Rishon, or do you say that every day is a Chiyav with Me'atzim? So there we pass in Allah, the Kula Tashlum in the Rishon in it. We pass in the whole Chiyav really on the first day to bring Chagigah, to bring oil of Sharia, and bringing it later is only the Torah of Tashlumin for the first day. So that's what the Rishonim say. The whole concept of Tashlumin, the Rishonim already say that. The whole concept of Tashlumin ends up in Korbanos. So the only place where Shaykh applied Tashlumin would be in Tfilah, where Tfilah has a touch a Shaykhah with Korbanos. That's the Shaykhah that we mentioned a little bit last week. What is the Shaykhah with Korbanos? What did Mar say? Tfilah is Keneged HaKorbanos Tikkun. What do you mean Keneged HaKorbanos? It means Lashon HaKorban. So last week he explained a little bit when we talked about the Rashbo. He said, most of the Rishonim say that if you forgot the Daven Mutzah, there's no Tashlumin. You can't say Daven Shemana Esrei Meir twice, and the second Shemana Esrei would be the Tashlumin of Mutzah. Some say that there is Tashlumin of Mutzah. Most of the Rishonim say there's no Tashlumin of Mutzah. But they give two completely different reasons why there's no Tashlumin of Mutzah. The Taitan Tam is Daven. He's the famous Tam. That's the way you talk to the Shohana. The Tashlumin is the Yom Tashlumin is the Chaprab. Over Yom Bokhut Chaprabonoi. I didn't daven Musa by Yom, I'm going to daven Tashlumin by Lila to make up for Musa by Yom. The Chav Yom Bokhut Chaprabonoi. How did the Gemara get about? How did the Gemara get around that problem? The Gemara says it's a Tfilah Rachmininu. Whatever you daven is significant. It says that concept of Tfilah Rachmininu only applies to Shabbos, to Mincha, to Maariv, to Mila, and doesn't have any application to Musa. Musa is not Rachmi. Either has the same Musa, but again, has been a great Musa, Hashem, Musa, Techa, and so on. That's not the Iker. The Iker of Musa bringing is the Psuki HaKvavadis and the Shalma from Sarfenu, and the Rachmi is only the secondary nature. That's not that that's the essence of the two. That's what Taisha said. And the Rashboa, this God, gave a totally different explanation. He seems to hold that Tfilas HaMusaf is Rachmi. That the Iker part of the Tfilas HaMusaf is Rishetun HaChasem HaKarashetim and Mitzvah. The concluding paragraph of the Bracha of Kedushas HaYoyim, where you have the Bakashas Torah, Bakashas Torah and Ruchni. Instead of Bakashas Torah and Gashmi, you have Bakashas Torah and Ruchni. But the Rashi says a different reason why, because the whole idea of Tfilas HaMusaf is that you should turn out that you're davening four Tfilas in the day. You should come out that not only do you daven Maariv, Shachar, and Mincha, I daven Maariv, Shachar, and Musa, and Mincha, four Tfilas in the day. But if I fail to daven Musa today, what good is it going to be that I'm going to daven Tashlum and Maariv twice to make up for the missing Musa, but I still didn't have four Tfilas today? And the whole purpose of Musa is to have four Tfilas in the day. That's what the Rashba says. So he gave a Hasbara list to get answer. What is the Rashba talking about? What does that mean? That the Takkona de Rabbanon of Musa, not as in the Raisa, Takkona de Rabbanon of Musa was that you should daven four Tfilas during the day. What does that mean? So he said, like, there are two mitzvahs where when the person does a mitzvah, he's considered in the state of Lifnei Hashem. The Rebbe Shlom watches whenever we do things, when we're in our private, the privacy of our homes, the Rebbe Shlom is watching. The first thing in Shulchan Aruch, the person shall always realize that Dalai Lama is Shulchan Aruch, and the next is Tom, and the person shall always realize the Rebbe Shlom is watching, and should act accordingly. But strictly speaking, the concept of being Oymer Lifnei Hashem only applies to two mitzvahs. One is Tfilah and one is Karbonis, because Tfilah is speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Karbonis is giving an atonement to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's called Lifnei Hashem. That's what the Ramban says on Chumash in Parshas Bereishis, that when Kayin sinned, he killed his brother, and he realized that he's going to be punished, so he said, I realize in Mitanecha et Tosir. I realize I'm going to have to hide from your presence. And then the Pasuk says that that was Tzachi, his punishment, Vayetze Kayin Lifnei Hashem. So what does it mean by Yetzir Kayin Lifnei Hashem and Panecha et Tosir? So the Ramban writes that up until that time that he was sinned and he punished, he could bring a carbon whenever he wanted. Wasn't pleased to, but he could bring a carbon and give it to the Rebbe Shlom, he can dab it. And from that time on, he realized that he's never allowed to be in the presence of Hashem. The Rebbe Shlom sees wherever he is, and he's not allowed to enter into the state of being, right. With Hashem, the tefillos will not be accepted and his carbonos will not be accepted. Those two are called the Hashem. So the Torah tells us that on... If the Torah tells us that every day of the year we have to bring a Tamasha Shabbat, Tamasha Ben Abayim, and it's the Kabbalah to see them abroad on behalf of Klal Yisrael, it means that the Rebbe Shalom wants all of Klal Yisrael to be in the state of the Fe Hashem twice a day. So the Chacham made a Takkanah, not to substitute for the Kabbalah. It doesn't mean in the Gemara that after the Chut Beit HaMikdash, we no longer bring Kabbalah, but he said, Dinkai, Lama, Dinkai, my Kabbalah, we should have a Shachar, and he said, oh, it's the Furish against the Gemara Sukkot. The Gemara Sukkot describes the program by the Simchas Beit HaShoeva. It says they didn't sleep all day and all night. They were holding and dancing and singing and the jumblers and the music and the learning and the shiurim and the davening and the karbonis. It says they brought the Talmud Shachar and davening Shachar. They brought the Musaf and davening Musaf. They brought the Talmud Shachar and davening Mitzvah. The Rebbe Kibega on the side of the Gemara points out that, kind of points out there. But you see that they used to daven Shachar, Musaf, Mincha, Maariv, and Man HaMikdash also. Not that these were instituted after the Chukim HaBayis Bimkoim HaKarbonis. No. It means like this. If the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael has to bring every day Yidin, and what does it mean to bring Karbonis? To be in a state of Lifnei Hashem, to give the Rebbe Shalom the Karbonis. These are brought on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael. It means that the Rebbe Shalom wants all the Klal Yisrael to be in his presence twice a day. So the Chachamim said, let every individual do that. Why just do it to make the Mikdash on behalf of everybody, representing everybody, let everybody do on his own problem. When you daven, you can always daven. What is davening was invented to the Rabbah. Let's say most of the Rishonim are davening was only the Rabbah. That means that Menatera doesn't exist. It means Menatera Banishon doesn't listen to the prayers. If only the Rabbah doesn't listen to the prayers, Menatera, if I stand by the wall and I daven, I'm talking to the wall. If the Rabbah, I'm talking to the Banishon. So of course it doesn't mean that. The Ramban, the Rabbah is because the Ramban writes in the Beis HaMikdash, when he disagrees with that Ramban. The Ramban says that once a day, every day you have to daven, the rest is to the Rabbah. The Ramban disagrees and says, Inyan HaTfilah is there right, so the Mechiv HaTfilah is the Rabban. What do you mean, Inyan HaTfilah? A person down the Rabban is not talking to the world, talking to the Rabban, so the Rabban is not listening. And he does that to reach the strength of Lifnei Hashem. Cain, before his sin, Cain would have been able to daven until he was punished by Yetzer Hara Lifnei Hashem, so he was prevented from ever entering into such a state of Lifnei Hashem again. But those who are not punished like Cain, so they can daven whenever they want to, and the Rebbe Shlomo will listen to their prayers. So the Chachamim made a takana. Why just rely on the freedom of the Beit Hamikdash that are offered? On behalf of Klal Yisrael, let every individual person daven twice a day, Zman Shach, Thomas Oshach, Zman Thomas Shvein Avraya, and then Keneged Hektach Abayim Avraham is also a carbon. Keneged Hektach Abayim Avraham also a little bit of Tzilas Aris Rishus, in order to enter into that state. So the Rashba writes, and on Shabbos and in Yom Tov, when the Torah requires that Klal Yisrael should bring not only Kedim, they should bring a Musaf. So what do you mean you should bring a Musaf? Means the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us, not only Hashem Shalom, we have to be Oyla Regel. We have to come with Nei Hashem. Even our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even our Rosh Chodesh, when there's no Chiyuv Aliyah Regel, the Torah says Klal Yisrael has to bring another series, that of Korbanos, in order to enter into the state of Nei Hashem. But the Chacham said, let every person do that. Let every person daven another Shmoneh Esrei today to be with Nei Hashem 3 times a day, 4 times a day. Shachris, Musaf, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. That's what the Rashba says. What is it going to help to make a tashlumin? Every day of the year you have to daven 3 times a year if they make tashlumin. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the whole idea of Musaf is to have to be more in the state of Lifnei Hashem on that day. So how is that going to be accomplished by making a tashlumin? That's what he says. Tashlumin doesn't make any sense.
I cannot tell by my description that for me, if I was a native.
Native, not, yeah.
Right. So here's my mom.
He was a chayva, or he was on, or something. Yeah, and he wasn't able to. So they fell asleep.
Right.
He ate up, he fell asleep, and he didn't die.
But this time, there's like he said, Margaret, if he was visiting something else, if he wasn't a native, if he was mom's a native, he didn't tell me.
Because he says that, let's say you all like the Rav Yoh. You all like the Rav Yoh. I don't know what the din would be. If Silas Irish is a shoes. So by the time he decided he doesn't want to waste his time, he just says, Kriyash is a broken. Then tomorrow morning, he has Khalifa Sadat. He decides he feels good why he didn't have Marv last night. He wasn't pleased to. But he decided now, would that be considered Tashlumin? I don't know. We thought he can go back too. He's not too. He's raising another shot. He raised an interesting shot, not about Musa. He raised a coin to the Rav Yoh's suggestion that Tzilas Aris Rishus is to be taken literally. If you don't want to say Shmona Esrei, you don't have to. But if you want to, so it's not anything to volunteer like. Look at this thing, we're like, Yahaluk, I have to the Hallow. The Chacham won the stock in Marib as a Tzilas Rishus. So the Shaila is, why does he decide, made up his mind higher time, and he's busy, he wants to make money tonight. He's it, not to dump it. He's it, he didn't do an Abeir. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to dump it. And then it comes in the morning, and now he has all the time in the world, so he wants to do a tashlum for my...
Yeah,
that's all that he
does. You do that all the time.
Maybe, yeah. There's such a Maharshah at the end of Bav Metzia. The Gemara tells that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yehuda HaNasi every day to learn the Beis Medrash. So one day he came late. So they wanted to kick him out. And he had to throw him out because he came late. So he started to apologize that it was Rosh Chodesh, and every Rosh Chodesh has to go to the Marath Machpelah and has to wake up Avraham Avinu, wash Negovatze, and he dominates with him, then he puts him back to sleep, he talks to him to sleep, then he wakes up Yitzchak, washes Negovatze, he dominates with him, puts him back to sleep, and he wakes up Yankiv. So they said, why did you have to wake up each one separately and daven separately? Why don't you wake them all up together and daven everybody together to come to the Beis Medrash on time? So it says that if they're all daven together, they'll insist that they want Mashiach, and the Rabbanu Shimon doesn't want to bring Mashiach there. So that's why he brings each one separately. So that's how that got us in the Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. About Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what the Gemara discusses. Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen, so how can he give a family to the maid? How can he go to the Marath Machpelah? That's what the Gemara discusses. So the Marsha has an interesting comment by Natiman the Chidushi Avada, Marsha, you have the big letters and the tiny letters. The tiny letters are the Chidushi Avada. So the Marsha is always very good. Chidushi Avada is always very good. So he writes a comment, why do the Yavas only daven on Rosh Chodesh? Where is that daven on Rosh Chodesh? So he says, because on Rosh Chodashim and on Yavas in Tzaydin, there's an Indian of Aliyah Larego. On Shal Shigam, no, there's an Indian of Aliyah Larego. On Pesach Shul Sukkot, says the very. But he says, Arash Chodesh is the person who has made a Chodesh who has shown the Shabbat to Shabbat Tal, Yerokho Vosom Vashmachot Kufonai. The last part we can, next to the last part we can know the Yishayim. And the Medrash says, and the Yalkut Shemani says on that part that Zman HaGolus, the Eishol are always trying to the Banshul and Shnei Chatoinu, but we in Yatsenu, 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 Kinderlach, you felt so big that you weren't able to fulfill Aliyah Leregel. I'm going to build a Beit HaMikdash, then it's going to be behind the Chodesh B'chodesh. Not only will you have Aliyah Leregel and Shalosh Regolim, you have every Rosh Chodesh to make up for all the Shalosh Regolim that you were missing Aliyah Leregel in the past. So the Masha says that this idea that you have Aliyah Leregel and Rosh Chodesh is not only lost in love, it's going to be like that. He says in the past there's also such an Indian. Avriyat Panim and Rosh Chodesh. It's mashma that there never was a chiyuv, maybe even was another that won't be a chiyuv, but there's at least a social, there's a chiyuv. So he says that's why even the Ovois who are in the Olam HaNeshamah, at least they want to daven on Rosh Chodesh. when we are supposed to appear, before, when we're supposed to have an inyan of aliyah l'rebbe, we're supposed to come with Hashem. So that's what it is. You can't come in the Azorah, the Brit Korbanot, the Chodesh Davening, because Davening is also a way to enter into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why I thought that this was the, I thought that was Pshat in the Rashba, and that was Pshat in the Gemara also, that it means Keneged Zidim Tiknu. The Rashba said four times a day after that, what does it mean? The Torah tells you that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to enter into the state of Lifnei Hashem. So the Chacham said, why just fulfill it by bringing the Korbanot and the Beit HaMikdash and the Heaven Court, so let every individual person, Davin, let him do it to enter into Lifnei Hashem. I think that's what the Mashal is saying about Davening. When the terrorist speaks about Aliyah L'Regel, now if he can't do that physically, so Chodesh Davening, enter into a state of Lifnei Hashem. Okay, that's the Gemara. This is what we learned there. And on the Aleph, the Amoraim didn't have any grace. It was all memory. Rabbi Yechanan and this. And all of a sudden on Amadei, you have a grace. And it's just black and white. If you didn't daven mincha, you daven Meir twice. And even if the mincha that you didn't daven was Erev Shabbos, the mincha that you should have said would have had 18 brachas. Long Shmoneh. But now on Friday night, you have to make a tashlumen. You got to make 7. So how is that Tashkumen for the Anetet that you missed for the 1819 brothers? So even so, it doesn't matter. It's Pala Mincha Be'er Shabbos. Shabbos. It's Davin Tvoi. The Shabbos is Yishmane Esher. So this Brisa has everything that we learned on our Aleph plus more. Number one, that there's an institution of Tashkumen. Number two, that you don't say, Yom HaPadu Kobonai. You have Tashkumen for Mincha, even tomorrow, that was the Yibai, the Amoram didn't know. Somehow on Amid Beis they came up with a grace. They said the things like that. Twenty more left. On the same day. A friend of my father, how can they have a shayla on Amid Aleph? I think what caused the grace? And let me punch it from the grace. Okay? And I found that it's out of my river. Okay. Could be. Some of shot down were right, weren't aware. The prices, they weren't aware.
They had the one extra dollar, but they didn't have the
Yes. These are Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael, and these are Amoraim and Bobo. They didn't all have the same drive.
You don't tomorrow talk about that. You don't tomorrow because you have to take this room.
Yeah.
You don't tomorrow from Shabbos. Now we make the spoon. It's still there. It's
still there. It's still there. It's still there.
What do you do with Shabbos? Shabbos.
What do you mean? Because that's
what yeah. Now we don't tomorrow. You don't have regular tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's still there. Shabbos.
That's what I mentioned, Rabbi Kivega, quotes the Prima Gonim has a shayla. A woman, if you have a woman who benches lift, so we assume usually she's in Kabbalah Shabbos when she benches lift, so she wants to daven mincha, the proper thing is that women should daven mincha every day, so she should daven mincha before she benches this. So she's going to bench this, she's going to be Kabbalah Shabbos, and I'm going to daven a tefillah tzol. And then Kivegi quotes the Prima Gonim has this thought that once the woman forgets to daven mincha tefillah tzol before she benches this, she benches this, she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, so what should she do? Should she daven Shmai Nesher of Myriv twice? And the second one, the Shem Tashmur of the mincha, because she missed the chance to daven mincha, she'd be saying no. Let it daven mincha now. Let it say Ashrei, and then say the Shabbos Yikas Shmon Ashrei. Ask the Shabbos for the Shein Mincha. And then the Damanta says she forgot to daven
mincha.
Why can't she daven mincha? Shabbos. Can't daven mincha on Shabbos. So then say Ashrei. Let it say Ashman Esrei. Ashabbos is Ashman Esrei. So mincha. So that's what the Kinegan told the Supreme Goddess is specific about that. Is that legitimate? That she should say, man, a woman, it doesn't matter. Somebody was Mekabel Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, and they forgot to daven Mincha before being Mekabel Shabbos. So should they say, well, Chacham, you can't say the Mincha Dikishman Esrei. You can't say Dikishman Esrei. You can't say Shabbos Dikishman Esrei. It's Mincha on Friday. But you have no prayer, you can say Ashrei, but you can't say Dikishman Esrei. You have to wait till you daven Meir, whenever that's going to be, whenever you're going to daven Meir, and then after you finish Dikishman Esrei, say your second Dikishman Esrei for Tashmon. Should you say no? Why can't you say Ashrei? And then say, I'm to keep asking the Shem Mincha. So that's the reason of the whether that's legitimate. Well, it's always better to down the fingers of the man and have to wait to make a Tashmur. Just to wait for your dying to make a Tashmur. How should you make a Tashmur?
When you say you can mix up the
it was? Not really, it's a Tashmur. The Pashto finish with an Arachi is that if a private person was in Kabbal Shabbos early, he's not permitted to daven Tfilah Tzol. That's the Pashto in the Mishnah Brura. That's the Pashto. Rabbi Vati Yosef has a Shiva, but he says that he's wrong. He says the Mishnah Brura is wrong. He misunderstood what's going on. But I think until Chacham Avadya came along, it was always a story like that, that once a person daven, once a person was in Kabbal Shabbos, even a Yochid. So Rabbi Yosef said it's only if the Tzibur was in Kabbal Shabbos. But if the Yochid is in Kabbal Shabbos, he is permitted still to daven Tzibur. It's part of Shat in the Mishnah Brura, is that
something? You can mix up the...
Okay, that's also a deal of both. Okay. They're related. What, a theory? No, the theory would never say roughly, it's built by Yom. You really should have counted on Thursday night. The only shaila is, does that even make sense? You should count the theorem without a drachma. Maybe once you become Shabbos, it becomes tomorrow. You say, no, what if it becomes tomorrow? Just you superimpose Kedusha Sayyari, you're marking the Kedusha Sayyari before the day of Shabbos is over. Then Shabbos is over. Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday!
Good Friday! Good
Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Good Friday! Not yet Friday! Good Friday!
When you mix up the Shmonet, you still have to say all the
Tzvi Shem's
efforts. All
the Tzvi Shem's efforts. He doesn't have to say that, he only knows that the Echad.
Oh, so
he
has all three?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not my... No, Erev Yom Kippur is a different thing. You have to eat it. You have to eat it. That's in the modern, very modern short, to have a minyan for Yimche right before Kondit. That's against the din. You're supposed to have the din. You have to say deeply before the din says Shem Yechani Shem. So you might have done a special attack on it. Okay, so let's see again. On the top of Chof Rav on the day, the Gemara quotes up right. If the person forgot to daven Mincha, so there is Tashlumah from Iris. And let's say the fish. Not only is it Tashlumah from Iris, if he forgot to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, which would have been a long Shemana Esra of 18 brachas, and now it's Leil Shabbos is a short Shemana Esra of 7 brachas, that's what he does, is a Tashmur.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they have the Gersha that you say twice in Shabbos Dikas Manah. Yeah. What if on Shabbos afternoon he didn't daven Mincha? So then it comes when Shabbos is going to daven Shemana Esra Meirah twice. So what does he do? But they're both going to be long Shemana Esra. And he's supposed to only say a short Shemana Esra, maybe it's a Brachin and Shikha. What do you mean? You make it a Tashmur and he's going to say 19 brachas to substitute for a Shemana Esra, there should have only had 7 brachas in the first place. But the Brachin said it's not a problem because he had these 4. Now, Kofala, the Nikra didn't really should have really said the long Shemana Esra on Shabbos also. The only thing is, we're at Shukhur Rabbanon, but over here, he forgot the Dabin Mincha, so he's making a Tashmur and he's going to say the long Shemana Esra.
Oh.
And then after Hanatana, he only says 1. That's what the Brachin says. The Brachin says he only says in the first one. Why did he say only in the first one? He forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he davened Meirah, and he said the Shemana Esra twice. The first one had Jay, Meirah, he said Atzachan Antonis. The second one had Jay. So that he does not say Atzachan Antonis. That's the Shaila, why is that? Is that because the first one was Meirah? Atzachan Antonis belongs to Meirah. The second Shemayetzah is not Maariv. The second Shemayetzah is Kashrut Limud. Is that why? Or maybe it's a different Shad. What about the following case? What if I'm a Tzoy Shabbos? This is a Shad in the Shulchan Aruch. What if I'm a Tzoy Shabbos, the fella didn't have a Maariv? Whatever he didn't feel like. Didn't have a Maariv in Tzoy Shabbos. Didn't have a Maariv. So it comes Sunday morning, he dabbles up the whole Shachrit, and after the first Shemayetzah, he says the second Shemayetzah. The first Shemayetzah is the Shachrit, So let's say this case. Let's say a person forgot to say Maariv Shmoneh Esrei on Matzoy Shabbos. He said Krishma with the girl, but it doesn't matter. He didn't say Shmoneh Esrei Maariv on Matzoy Shabbos. So he davened Shachrit morning Shmoneh Esrei twice. The first time for Shachrit, and the second Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlumin for Maariv. So this is 2 days that the Kibbeger and other Achronim the Mishnah have a machlokes about that. Should he say out the Chayin Antanu in the second Shmoneh Esrei on Sunday morning, because that's the one that's for Maariv? But he say, no, Atachan Antana doesn't belong to Maariv, but the Maariv Dika Shmoneh Esrei of Matzoy Shabbos has a different Nusach HaTfila from the other Shmoneh Esrei. No, the Nusach HaTfila is the same. It means that the first Shmoneh Esrei that you say after Shabbos is over, you say Atachan Antana. So normally, the first Shmoneh Esrei is going to be Maariv on Matzoy Shabbos. Abnormally, may come like that, it'll be Shabbos on Sunday morning will be the first Shmoneh Esrei. If you forgot the Dama Shmoneh Esrei, I'm a Tzoy Shabbos. So the first one after that you're saying after Shabbos is going to be Sunday morning Shabbos, so you should say Atachan Antona then. So that's a Machlokes in Sakhar, that's a Machlokes. That's what Rav Zevin quotes there. Rav Chaim held like this verse, that you say Atachan Antona on the first one after. But Atachan Antona is not that my Rav Dikish Manesh has a different Nusach on a Tzoy Shabbos. The same Nusach is all year long. The same Nusach is all year long. And the Mishnah Berurah asking that you say Atachan Antona on the second one after.
So why shouldn't that be also the same thing? And you forgot the Shabbos, you should have two. Why is that so
the
man?
The person forgot to dive in Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, but he's not Irish, not that's it, twice on the Shabbos. Then it's the Atachan on Sunday by both. Why does it say you always say by the first, not by the second? So the Meir HaKhaim says it's Mecha, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it's Mecha. The Meir HaKhaim says it's Mecha. He says the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei never has Atachan on Sunday. Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei is the same Shmoneh Esrei that we just have from Mincha Maariv today.
Okay.
It's just that in the first Shmoneh Esrei that the person says if the Shabbos is over, he should say Abdullah, he should start Abdullah. The point of Rav Chaim is about Mecha. The point of the Mishnah Berurah is also Mecha, the way he talks. He says the Shmoneh Esrei of Matzoy Shabbos has a different
He's
demonstrating that the first one is the Maariv and the second one is the Tashlumin.
I know.
It's not fire to run after the war. That makes out the shop as it says run after the war.
Okay.
And the person was forgot to dab Myrus. And he didn't dab Myrus on El Yonder. Then he dab, okay, then he dab in Shabbos twice. But Tashlumin, which one else should he say about that again? The first or the second? Some of the same Machlokes. Some of the same Machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Kinneret. The Mishnah has to clearly have in mind when he dabs Shachris twice, the first one asks for Shachris, the second one asks for Tashlumin for last night. But the question is, where does that lead you regarding Matadiyeva? Which one asks should he say Matadiyeva? Is Matadiyeva within that the Myrus of Mishnah should have Matadiyeva? That's another stuff. But he's saying, no, it's not a din of Meir. The first man answering, yes, the Shabbos is over, should have us idea. Well, that's this Gemara. That's what we're going to learn now. That's what we're up to. It's what?
Yeah.
And he damned Musa. Offhand, I would think, what if a person forgot to daven, say, Myriz on Friday night or on Yom Tov night? And then he daven Shachris, and he forgot to make the Tashlumin for Myriz. But then he daven Musaf. The same as mine. Musaf the same as mine as Shachris. So could he have Tashlumin for Myriz after davening Musaf? I would guess. I would guess that it should depend on the machlokes between the Tzitzis and the Rashbam, but the Musaf is the queen of an Isham of Pontus that doesn't fit into Rashmi at all. Well, no, it's like the Rashbam is in the Yin of Rashmi.
What about the Friday?
Okay, the Karkav Chaim, that is not Matadiyah. They don't say any Matadiyah. It's not exactly an adult. Tfilas Nadav says the Rambam in the Ritz say that just like you're not permitted to bring Kavanas Nadav on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Beit HaMikdash. So the reason why you're not permitted to bring Kavanas Nadav is because it's the Melachah. You're shechting, and you direct the Tzam as a Melachah and the Rabban and the Makabah Tatnish, and you do Havara, when you do Vishal, then you do Havara, all kinds of Melachahs involved. So the Rambam and the Riz and the Shulchan Aruch writes like that, that's not the only reason. You can only bring Karbonis when the Torah says. The Torah doesn't allow any Karbonis to go on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And since there's no one reason, one good reason is because it's Melachah, but the bottom line, the Torah says no Karbonis to go on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But since Felix Nadav, it's supposed to be a clean up like bringing Karbonis and Dove, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't allow Karbonis and Dove. So you're not permitted to daven a tefillah from Dove on Shabbat, even though there's no melacha involved. But there's no melacha involved. Still, Machidik Zin, the Rambam, and the Riz, and the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to daven a tefillah from Dove on Shabbat. But as Tashlumin there is, there's the fair, you have Tashlumin. The fellow forgot to daven Minach on Erev Shabbos, so he davened Myrus twice on Erev Shabbos. He forgot to daven Shabbos morning, to daven Minach twice. So you see the fair, that Tashlumin is not pure in the Dove. It's not exactly the same. Something similar to it, but it's not exactly identical. So this you are allowed to have on Shabbat.
Why did you make the Tashlumin if you didn't have a Shabbat? By Musaf or by Mincha?
By Mincha, the Shur is good. If the person forgot to daven Shachris, he can do Tashlumin by Mincha.
By Musaf, he doesn't
daven
Musaf before. He doesn't Musaf before Mincha. So should he make it Tashlum in Musaf, or should he make it in Milcha? Or should he talk Milcha before Musaf?
Rami should attend on his Shaila that we have. He says this is the Rajbo, can you have Tashlum in for Musaf?
Right.
The whole idea of Tashlum is based on Rachmi. The Gemara says it's an idea of Rachmi. Is there any theme of Rachmi and Musaf that is Shaykh related to Tashlum or not? There's absolutely no idea. It's only secondary. That's not the essence of Musaf. No, but now it is not a mitzvah. Let's say it's not 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, but let's say he didn't have mitzvah yet. He didn't have shabbat. He didn't have mitzvah. So now he wants to daven mitzvah. And he wants to eat, and he's going to daven in Shul. He doesn't want to daven in Shul. He's going to daven at 5 o'clock. Shabbat, he's going to daven in. And now he wants to daven with us, and he wants to do. What is he doing with the Tashlom with the Shabbat? Should he say the Tashlom and after Muslim? Or does he have to wait till after Muslim? He's not holding by daven in Muslim. He wants to daven in Muslim. He's a little bit. But that's a Shaila. That's a little Shulchan. So I would guess that the Chavish would depend on the Machlek is Chavish and the Rambam. We pass in the Shulchan off like Chavish. That Musa has really nothing to do with Rachmas. I would have thought that he can't make Tashlum and after Musa. I would have thought you have to wait till after he's out of him and then make your Tashlum.
Abdullah
the Seal is out
of him. But he's going to make Kiddush again. He's going to make Kiddush.
That's the Gemara later that says, "Goes to Mamad Gimel." You have to make a tafana that you have to say Abdullah twice. Mamsil the Tzvila, Mamsil al Hakodesh. You need both. You need both. But the Rabbanim, Shlomo passed with Abdullah there, right?
But he made Kiddush.
Bin Chazin is repeating the Shmon Esrei. How do you ever do Tashlum? Okay. The Mishnah Brura has an egg that he should be the Shmiyach Tzibur. He's going to say the second Shmon Esrei. He's going to say anyway. He has a chiddush. He quotes from one of the Achronim. If I'm the Baal Tzibur, and I realize I forgot to daven the last Tzibur, and I'm davening for an omnis, I'm going to say a chazorat al shas. And when I say that second shmoneh esrei al lash, I should have in mind for everybody else that shachris and tadiyah, tashlum of the meir. You won't, okay. Oh. You won't be able to say it after chanatam of the second shmoneh esrei, if you're davening as well. Okay. That's a big chiddush that you can do that. One can ding the chanat. One can ding the very shakar. What do you mean? This kavanah tam is pavel, this kaveya, the shema tzimu. Let's say I forgot to daven Iris. I'm going to daven Shmonet and Shachris. Fila Belachris is in the same Shachris. In the Chazorat HaShat, I say to Kol Ram, the Gabi, the Tzibar, I want it to serve as a Shachris. And the Gabi, me, I want the same word to serve as a Tashmonet. How can you do that? Not so glad. My Kabbalah, I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth at the same time. This is my religious Shachris. This is it. So what would you have? Yeah, but you see from this Gemara, that the Kavanah Tam is Pavel, is Kodeh the Shema Tzvila. Is it a Shachris? Is it labeled as Nusach?
So you would have to make another Tashlum? If it was this month, you'd have to say, well,
Zarashim. The Pashtun is like that. The Pashtun is like that.
The Pashtun is like that. The Pashtun is like that.
Whenever it's Mukach Nayelo, what it is, then... No, let's say he's down in, he's got to down my room. So he's down in Shabbos twice. So the second Shmoneh Esrei, he's down in Eishu Shabbos, says, is L'shem Chazorat HaShat V'Shachas for the Tzibur. And to me, I want to serve a Tashlum from Iris.
No,
it's the same. I think he's actually, it's not Russian, not the other, it's all the same thing. In
I have to hear nine colors in that order. If I heard my colors in the correct order, he heard his colors in the correct order. But here, that's what the next one is going to say. The kavanas on the spot of the kavanas of the shema tzivo. What label is the shachnas as a mire, as a nimcha, is what kavana do you have? So tell us you can start with the mishtabur kavan achad. You should have in mind for the tzivo is the shachnas, and for me it's a mire. And he didn't have Myris, that he has to make Tashmuman in the morning or not. So that's the Machlokes. So the Tashmuman says in your day, and we pass him that there's no Tashmuman. We say, well, there's a whole that there is Tashmuman. That's what some person say, let him do this day. Let him daven if the Levi is going to have to Levi early, let him daven for a number. That's what happens on the Hazar of Hashar. So you should have in mind by the second Shema Esrei, the same Tashmuman. Let's say Levi was in the morning, so he missed Shachar. Let him daven in for a number. Let the other one for a number. And he has to dive in the Tashmul and right after the first Tzivah, so you can have the Mitzvah of Hazor of Hashash. Is that not true? That's what we're up to now. We're on the second line on Kavod on the day. So Gemara says, he made a mistake. Well, he's following Mincha Dishab. He forgot to dive in Mincha and Gans, not that he's dive in the Bonha Tikishmonet. He forgot to dive in Mincha and Gans, not on Friday evening. Okay. He thought he had time. Same thing. He forgot his clock and his watch stuff. He made a mistake. He thought that there's plenty of time. It comes out in this year. So the din is installed on the Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos. He got two rochas dikish monastery. Rabbil three shayna should not tachan antan in the first monastery. Then Rabbil the shliya. He should not tachan antan in the second monastery. He doesn't have to. He shouldn't. Then he built the shliya over the hit of the rishayna. If it's tachan antan, it's not a hefty. Let's say tonight is not a shchayda. If I don't know if I insert yalla the yalla biyama shchayda, it's like a hefty. Chabbos says it's not. The Chabbos says that if you, so Yalla Biyamti Adini Ariyata fits in anyway, except for the Yomash HaKadosh HaZeh, those three words don't belong. But that's not short, that is not cool. The Chabbos says, Mish Gefelach, and you just finish this one. There's a long time to disagree with the Chabbos. What do you mean? Tachmam Shehektik. Those words don't belong at all. Oh, Yalla Biyamti is not big, but those words, Yomash HaKadosh HaZeh, Mamish Lebeshkar, but you have to, so the Chabbos says, you have to daven over the whole Shmanet. But the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's the Machlag, it's the Machab, and the Taz, the Achrayim say you should say another Shmanet, we all have tonight. If the din is like the Taz, I'm saying it's the Sayyarat Shmanese, the Tereshim. If the din is like the Mechav, I'm saying it's the Tereshim Zot. So then they quoted Rabbeinu Yonah and Ardam. The fact that I'm Yeshi, they stop saying, this is self of the Chiddush Dover. The fact that the Taz holds that I'm obligated to repeat the Shmanese, the Mechav holds not, but I'm going to repeat the Shmanese, I'll be Yoshi, they call that day. But that itself is called the Chiddush Dover. Then I'm covered, now I'm safe. So the din, the Achrim say like this, what if the person says, Atachem Aton on Tuesday night? Is that a heaven? So the Achrim say that's not it. It doesn't say today is Matzoi Shabbos. It just says, even if I'm good to book, I'm not going to be good book. It doesn't say that tonight is Matzoi Shabbos. There's no other scarf. It sounds like it's talking about Matzoi Shabbos, but not necessarily. So that's not the same as if you said Atachem Aton in the Bolt Shmon Esrei, you can't say that it's a heptic. It's not a problem of that. But it's a different problem. It says in the right, in the Hizl Bishmid, in the Hizl Barishayna, if he forgot the Zab, in Chav Shav Tet Nul, he died in the Shmon Esrei Marek twice. And he said that if I'm not talking the second Shmon Esrei, he didn't say the first Shmon Esrei, so the Dine is Shliya also law, the second Shmon Esrei is Oilem Kaon, as my Rib, and the Rishayna law, he also law. And the first Shmon Esrei is Rokul, he has to die in a third time Shmon Esrei, the same Tashlum and some Mincha. Period. That's what it says in the Brayt. Period. That's the end of the Brayt. Now the Gemara asks on that. You mean to tell me, the neighbor, that Brayt is telling you the din. You came to the way after become Maisa. Because when you said the first one has been the same Mayriv, you left it out the Hanam Tonu. So you're not yet say, Mayriv, Commander Lot Zoli Zomi. If you said Mayriv, you must say Shabbat, you leave out the Hanam Tonu, consider it Commander Lot Zoli, if you didn't die. Umar, even though you have to repeat the Shmanes, if for lack of saying Atachan Antonu, well, you have a brayta that sounds like it contradicts, maybe some Achlitz Zafanot. You have a brayta that contradicts the word of Minhi, and this is not a Tosef, so the first one is not a Tosef. The first one is a Sama brayta. Whenever you have a conflict between a Tosef and a brayta, so we usually assume the Tosef is more serious. The Tosef is we assume from Achiyah Barab Oshio. And the other braytas are not necessarily so. So the Moria has a conflict with another brayta, it says the Perish, if a person forgot some of the history of the words to Shalom, if I'm able to forgot to say Masha Rav Meir HaGeshem, or Shein of the Bechus, I'm sure forgot to say Talamotor, the same Talamotor Baruch HaLeil. So the Din is Masir Mosor, he has to repeat the Shema. And he finished the Oshmanet. Finished the Oshmanet. Maybe he didn't finish the Oshmanet. The Gemara has 8 years later, what can you touch up? But he finished the Oshmanet, so the Din is you have to daven over again Masir Mosor. What if he forgot to say Havdol, the Chayden Azad, and the Tzai Shabbat, he daven Shmanet, he forgot to say Atachan Antonu, so the Tosef that says Eimach Yirmas, he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. What's going to be with Abdullah? Meshiach Aliyomra, Allah Kai. The state that says that Abdullah in Shmon Esrei is not Ma'akev, you go to the Shmon Esrei. It's not Atachon Atonu. In the first verse it says, Parker, Zog, Bigamore, Kash, Zadut, Kash, what's it? Zadut, Kash. Sometimes the Gemara says Kasha. Samashan says all the same thing. Tiyufta is the Aramaic word for Kasha. Kasha is in Hebrew. Tiyufta is Aramaic. The same thing means that they can't live together in peace and harmony. Something has to go. Machlekes HaTanayim. Machlekes is a Tosef and a Brayta. And somehow we should choose the Tosef over the Brayta. So the first Brayta is Nitzchet. Good guy. We're not going to talk about the first Brayta. The first Brayta holds Atachan Anton as Ma'ake. The Tosef holds Atachan Anton as Zahayake. So we're going to pass them like the Tosefta, and we're not going to pass them like the first one. That's what the Rashbam calls. Those who show them hold, that Kasha is the same as Tiyufta. Whenever it says in the Gemara, they have a question, they say, Kasha, they present the Kasha, then they don't give an answer. They just say, Kasha, they like the Kasha, and it's all wrong. You can't pass them like that. There's a basis in Makis has like that, and basis in the Nochis, Teravish Mogul, also like that. Kasha is the same thing as Tiyufta. We can't live in peace and honor. And Ongenomen is the second day in the Rashbam. The accepted view is the second day in the Rashbam. It's not the same. But these are technical terms. The Yufta means it's obgefrek, it's a kasha, and we don't accept this opinion. The Yufta means wrong. And kasha means a good to kasha, and it is a terrorist, and the Gemara is not going to bother to answer the kasha. One of the Sfadish Israelin, one of the Sfadish Achmai, wrote a whole paper that's called Kasha Yusha. And kasha, whatever the Gemara says kasha, so he tells you what the terrorist is. That's obviously based on the assumption that Kasha and Yufta are not the same thing. So he has in Europe, in the Barsha Mishan, they divided it up, and in the back of every Mishichta, they would print the Kasha Mishan and not Mishichta. In the back of every Mishichta, they would give you the Tehusim on the Gemara Kasha. So now Gemara, the Rashbam,
quotes from the Rav Haigla and what's the teretz on the kasha. He gives him the kasha not the yuska. He says, what's the teretz? He gives the same thing to the Rosh quotes, to the Rasha quotes, what's the answer? So he says, the Lyoilam, they can live in peace and harmony together. There's no spirit. The Tosefis is right. That Atachan Antano is not the act of the end. If you dab my Rav HaMotoy shall be left to Atachan Antano, you don't have to repeat the Shema. Meshiyachu Yomel HaKot, Yitav Tal Alayai. The first writer that said that was that if you forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos, he davened Shemana Esrei twice on Matzoi Shabbos, and he's supposed to start the Chanon Tavon. And the first Shemana Esrei, that's from my Rav, and the second one is from Tashlom Matzoi Mincha, he does not start the Chanon Tavon. And if he said Saker, if he said Atachanan Tano, he did not say Atachanan Tano in the first one. And he did say in the second one, it says in the Dreiste, so he's not yet to the first one, he's yet to the second one, the same. My religion, now he has to say a third Shemana Esrei, the same Tashlumen. Don't think that the Rav's book, what's the Rabbi Klein, don't think that the Pshat is because if he left that Atachanan Tano in the first one, so you're not yet to the Myrith. In the second one, Atachanan Tano, that's the Myrith. Now you have to say a third time, because the name has nothing to do with that. If you would have left that Atachan Antonov with both Shemana Esrei, it would have been fine. You would have said that both Shemana Esrei would have also been fine. Mishkan Gadol. But if you said in the second one, you didn't say in the first one, so you demonstrate that your Kavona was that the first one is Tashlumin Kaminche, and the second one is L'Shem Ma'ariv, and that's no good. The Kavona is Hagavra, the Shat Tzila is Kaveya, what L'Shem Ha'Tzila is. Whether this is a Mincha or a Shachrit, or a Mayrav, or a Tashlumin from Mincha, or a Tashlumin from Shachrit, the Kavona is Kaveya, what L'Shem Ha'Tzila is. So if he says Atachan Antona in the second, not in the first, he's demonstrating that he has Kavona in the first, L'Shem Tashlumin, Kavona in the second, L'Shem Ma'ariv, the Tzila of his Mana. And that's no good. You can't say, even Likubi, you cannot say the Tashlumin before the Tzila of his Mana. That's why they say that it's not a Tzila.
That neither one should be good, he has to say two more, because if it's the Svara, then his Svara was wrong, and then the first one was for the
Made a mistake, the first one answered, he said all wrong. So he's missing the second
one. But then the second one he said, the same Myra.
So the first one was wrong. No, but the second one is good, the same Myra. It's the lack of Sikhat Gula Latvila. Not that I'm helped, there's no Sikhat Gula Latvila. What do you do if he didn't do Sikhat Gula? You have to dive over to Sikhat Kriyashma? No. So he said Sikhat Kriyashma before. The first man answer is all 19 Brachas of Hatzalah. The second man answer, he had in mind the same Myra. He said, Atahan Antonu.
He didn't have
the same
Myra. His Kavana was the first one.
Yeah, the first one he left at Atahan Antonu that shows he had in mind the same Kashmir. That was wrong. You can't do that, even the other. So the first 19 brothers were brothers of ourselves. The second one is the same Myra, and it's not good. Now you have to say, first man answer, the same Kashmir, the Mincha.
Wouldn't it be wrong?
Why God wants it? He doesn't have to daven over.
Doesn't
remember what he said, Havdola, in the wrong order or not. But here you would not say, Halavai Shi Salah and Halavai Yatkuma. They defend it. But that person davened, and Atheris made sure that he davened Shmanet. He just doesn't remember what he said, Havdola Kodesh HaMelech HaKodesh. So there the Pasuk would say, Havdola Kodesh HaMelech HaKodesh. Since all year long, 350 days a year, Rodas would say, Havdola Kodesh, you go past the right, but he must have said it wrong. Right. But, so that's why he has Kakasha, what he has to say, because it's an umdina that he must have said, Abdiela Kodesh. He's not going to say an umdina. Sotre, Kalabashi, Spavar, and Kalayam Kulis. They say over the Shmanetu and Tam Sotre. But they say no. Whenever you have a Sotre, you spell a Sotre. Lo, you spell a Lel, me granting you Kodesh. So it's taken to Rabban on the Kulis. Now, but, it's a Sotre, Lo, you spell a Lel, so we allow you and we recommend to you that you should say the Torah to Kulis and Zoma, Kalabashi, Spavar, and Kalayam Kulis. But that's only if it's a Sotre, maybe Lo, you spell a Klau. But it's Vada, you spell a Lel. So what are you going to tell them? And if there's something where they say, okay, I'll tell them, no, I'll say, take the Rabban on the Kumba. Say, take the Rabban on the Kumba. How about she's following? He did say Shmanesra. But it's a right that he said wrong. It's a pure Rabban that he said wrong, because all you're wrong. 350 years, he's been saying, okay, I'll tell them, and the Rabban said, okay, I'll tell them. But if not for that right, He wouldn't recommend him, he wouldn't require of him, he wouldn't say he has to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei. Even though we know that he said the Shemoneh Esrei, it's a suffix, the suffix of Rabbanan and Kuh. He wouldn't have to say it. According to the way the Rashbor says, according to the way the Rashbor, the Rashbor quotes from Rabbi Cohen, that would be okay. It wouldn't be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah just discusses a little bit the Shad. He says, what if he left that at the Chanan Tom. So Muchach Mitzaycha is not Gornish. He said the Mitzaycha is both the same. But in his mind, he had a mind wrong. He had a mind, the first one, he had a mind the Shem Tashlumin. The second one, the Shem Yikara, the Seal of his Mana Meir. You say that the only time you're not created is Rishana Lay Osala Shni Osala, the only time is if it's Bukhap Mitzaycha, then he had the wrong Kavanah. Or even if there's nothing in Bukhap Mitzaycha, as long as he knows that he had the wrong Kavanah in mind. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Dean and Akrainim about that. Akrainim insists that it's only if it's Bukhap Mitzaycha. Yes. Yeah. So the way we're trained in understanding this answer that there is, that wouldn't work. When you say the Kavanas Agav is Kobeya, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha like that, because Achayim want to say not so. It's only if it's Mukhav Mitoichai from the Nusra Hatzilah that he had the Rabbeya. Could be, yeah. So the Pashtas usually in Yeshiva, you usually learn not like that. When you learn why, you learn not like that Mishnah Berurah. Not all that kind of agree like that. Yeah, okay. So that's what the Rashba quotes in the guidance. The answer was obvious, but it didn't bother this seminar. We can fill it in on our own. Shnia also la Rishayin Allah also is not yet to the Rishayin because he davened the Tzvilas Tashlumin before the Tzvilas is Manu. That's the fact that Urchman asked him. Yeah. No, Mazlira in this Gemara, Mazlira means he davened one Shman Asher. He's not Tashlumin. He davened, let's say, tonight Myris, and it's a God to say the St. Talamon. So the Brightness says that that's not even yet. You have to repeat the whole Shman Asher because he left out the St. Talamon. Here, if Lai also Lai, it comes out that he didn't daven at all. You don't call that Mazlira. Mazlira means he said Shman Asher, but he left out one line. Is that Makib or not? If the one line that he left out is St. Talamon, it is Makib. The line that he left out is Makib. And I thought that's not yet. He left out the whole Shman Asher. It's called Lai also Lai. Why is that there? Didn't say
Then we had a chos on the base. The Kiddush is their right, the base comes up and then it comes. Abdullah is the machloikis. The weak parts of the Shulchan Aruch, Abdullah is also their right. But Abdullah's their right is only Abdullah once. You say Abdullah once, it's a chakon, come say Abdullah twice. But if you didn't say Atach and Anton and the Meirat Nikishman Esrei, we don't require that he has to say Esrei, we don't require that he has to speak to Oshman Esrei in order to say Abdullah. So say Abdullah, not good. This is good. Okay. We'll have to get to those dinim. It depends if he's going to do it, he's going to drive home. We'll have to get to all the dinim later. Yeah. Again, a person missed chakras.
Happy fast.
That's a challenge about the and the last issue of Masera, the head of the Torah from Abnishin Alpers, that is regarding this din of Lo Sofa Al Adam, the Rambam's opinion that you're obligated to daven once a day every day. So the Gemara says, Lo Sofa Al Adam, you're not permitted to eat before you daven. So according to the Rambam, the Yiri says, well, Abnishin can learn that it's a real din there, right? You have to daven every day, once a day every day. You're not permitted to daven, to eat before you daven. So the Shaila is that once a day every day, does that go Myrib is the first, once a day every day, so Kalisa there right to eat stuff before Myrib? Or does it go, no, the Seder Min HaTorah is when you wake up in the morning, Lo Sofa Al Adam, Shachris, it will be Nisa there right to eat before Shachris. You have a whole principle about this, he thinks that it's Shachris. If you hold that once a day, if you hold it to real, Nisa there right to eat, not about eat before you die.
But not
going to the Seder
Kabbalah, it's not true. Okay. And
that's what he has a pimple about. That's what he has his pimple about. Right, okay. We didn't do the Shaira of the Tesis, said you're right. What if he daven Tesis? We're going to have to start next week with this long Tesis talk. What if he daven Minche Amer Shkaidish in the afternoon? But if he got Yala, he got it. And then he forgot to receive this money out in order to say the Yala. Now it's Matsoi. Rosh Chodesh, they daven Myris, they daven as a Myris. Should he receive the Shmon Esrei a second time to make up for Mincha, but he's not going to say Yalav Yavos. What's he going to say? The same list of Shmon Esrei that he said to Mincha, then he said already. What's he going to accomplish? Or should he say no? He owns, because when he daven Mincha, Kibbe Lo Yisala, he has to daven, so that space is going to have a discussion. So that's what we have to start next. That's the Machlok. The Haftarah of Parshas Pikudei is from Seichon Melochim, and it has similarities to the theme of the Sefer. The Haftarah always has to have a relationship with the Sefer. So the Sefer describes the way they completed the binyan on Mishkan, and the Haftarah describes the way Shlomo HaMelech completed the binyan by Shish. Then the Sefer ends off that when they completed everything, by Chad Onon, by Chal Moshe Samlach, they finished everything, then you start Maftir, the end of Pikudei. By Chad Onon, and so on. By the Vayda Shamoleh on Mishkan, there was a tremendous Yilei Shechina, and then it says the same occurs here. Va'i b'teit ha'konim ha'kodesh, ve'onim mo'olay is b'teit ha'shem, then with ha'shuat ha'shechina, the onim was covering over the kvod ha'shem. It's a similar, it's not identical, the mountain has an earth, it's not identical, but it's a similar relationship. So the pastor says that that's the similarity that you have, that's the relationship that you have over here between the Haftarah and the Seder. It's interesting though, on the first pasuk in the Haftarah, I think there may be another relation. Look in the first pasuk in the Haftarah, it says, Atishlam kol melach shorat ha-melach shorat ha-beit ha-shem, Shlom ha-melach finished everything, all the work is finished, building the Bayit Rishon. Then, by Yavei Shlom ha-touch in Zavid Abed ha-melach was making a lot of wars for many years, and every time he would fight against the Yilmaz Ha-Elam, the Nachrim, he would confiscate all the Zohar v'cheses, and Sukkim came to Yom, he would demandish everything, and set it aside for the purpose of building a Beit HaMikdash for years and years, and setting everything aside. And then when he on his own, he decided he wants to build the Beit HaMikdash because it's the givenness of the Sabi Kodesh and he saw from Lord. La'am la'amelach, la'am adar shalom adar to business one Beit HaMikdash. So he held that it's time to do. You have to do on your own. And then the din is, the Sheikh Mesidish is Rosh HaFinavi, but you're holding up to us by building the Beit HaMikdash. You have to do on your own first. And then you have to consult the Navi when you're holding by the end. So holding by the end, consult the Navi. He says, no. You can't build the Beit HaMikdash, your son will build the Beit HaMikdash. What's going to be with all the Zohar v'chesed that he set aside all the years? But the question, what happened over here with the Zohar v'chesed? So the Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech, after he finished building the Beit HaMikdash, he took all the chesed of the Zohar and he came and the Zohar HaMelech had set aside, and he put it, not from the Oysters Beit HaShem, he put it away in the treasure house of the Beit HaMikdash. And he didn't use it for the Beit HaMikdash. For years and years, Zohar HaMelech putting away the Zohar v'chesed, and he never used anything. So Rashi on that part, the cat's in the first place. He said, Shut Shal Mikra is that he used, Abadi used the Zohar v'chesed to put on the Zohar v'chesed. The left over. Zohar v'chesed so much on Rashi, it's the left over. The medrash adoros of Rashi quotes the medrash. You know, he didn't use one stitch, nothing. All the David HaMelech was preparing all the years, didn't use anything. He put everything away in the base. He said, why didn't he use anything? So the Rabbah and that part, also learns like that on the Pesukim. Most of them learns he didn't use anything at all. The David HaMelech, he said, the David HaMelech was a death to go to this for years and years, and then the ship, the Kiddush, the Rosh Al-Pinah, they have to hear. So when he asked him, and now he starts to know, hey, you're not allowed to build it. But not only you are not allowed to build, because you can't use anything that you were asked, all the wars. Wars, not with Beit HaMikdash, has to be a Mokhi Shalom, and you're an Ish Muhammad, so we can't, you're not the Gavra, and that's not the Chesed. If you got that Muhammad Turkish, you have to get a peaceful person, Shlomo HaMelech, his name was Shlomo, he was an Ish Shalom, he wasn't a warrior, and you have to get the Zohar Chesed, not the Muhammad. That's how the Rabbah was. The Rashi quotes the Medrash HaGadol, and not the Gadra of God was rejected because of the Nish Muhammad. But the Zohar Chesed was the Nish Muhammad. It's a beauty. But Shlomo HaMelech decided on his own, I don't want to use my father's Zohar Chesed. I'm ready to take a Medrash HaGadol. The Rashi and the Radat both told the same Medrash. But for 3 years, the prophet says that there was a famine. So he robbed Shalva Shana Shana HaShana, and the people were dying for salvation. And so the people said, let's sell the Zohar Chesed and get some money to say. Now the Mel said, oh no, this is for the Beit HaMikdash. We can't touch this. This is for the Beit HaMikdash. The Shlomo HaMelech was a little boy at that time. And he felt very unhappy about that. So when he took over, after the Mel about it, he took over, he said, this is the Beit HaMikdash. He decided on his own. He's not going to use any of the Zohar Chesed. But his father said, it's all right. He did not even ever say, it's not allowed. He did not say, you're not allowed to do it. He thanked him though. He decided on his own. He does not want to use it. He didn't like his father's priorities. Maybe you can let it. So Rashi never back home. He was unhappy about his priorities. He had that all the time. People donate money to shuls, and they make gold plated on kiddush and everything. They waste their money. And yeshivas don't have any money. Yeshivas have to store them, and they don't buy bonds. There are priorities. There are other things that are more important than a chandelier in the middle of the sukkah. Tell me a bird buster. Some people have big chandeliers with water fountains, drowning thousands of dollars. Who knows? What is that? Hundreds of thousands of dollars placed to them. All right, no, you're mixed with it. This is Hashem. There are poor people starving from hunger. And we're wasting our money over here. The Yishalmi has been paid as such a story that the person quoted the other day. The Yishalmi Nachan quoted about nothing. Like one of the Amorim saw this beautiful shul in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, look where they wasted all of their money. They buried, they sank all the money over here into the shul. Why didn't they give the money to the poor people? Or the other Amorim said, why didn't they give it to the poor? Why didn't they give it to the Yishalmi? Why didn't they give it to the Talmid HaChacham? So the Medrash says over here that was the kindness that Shlomo HaMelech felt very uncomfortable about this money that his father doubled and put away. He felt that it was a mistaken priority. So that's interesting, because some point that on the opening part, that's the opening part of the campaign. Some there are Haim HaKadosh point that on the opening part of the Tikkudei. It says, Eilef is Kutei Hamish Hamish Ha'el. So Rashi, the beginning of the Eilef, Shadim, quotes from the Chazal, whatever it says, the Eilef, must be followed. Whatever it says, Eilef, this is this, and whatever came before, take it. Whatever it says, the Eilef, that's a Rav Meisim of the Jewish advice. Here it says, Eilef. So this is Tartal of the Shadim. What's Tartal what? Eilef is Kutei Hamish, and what's Tartal? Only this and what came before is wrong. So there are Hanna Kaddish, and this is the three, four lines, the beginning of the Sedra, what's Tartal of the Shadim? The others write, on the assumption of the Rahim with a different Mahalar, that there was a previous donation also. The Sukkim, the Medrash points that they were donating money to the Ego. The women had their priorities straight. The Medrash says the women had their priorities straight. When they were making an Ego, they said we're going to have nothing to do with it. And it's Mitzrayim, the women didn't even have a desire to speak Russian, and then the women didn't want to be involved in the Yeko. It's not that they were sheep, but they wanted to hold their jewelry. When it came to the Mishkan, they did. Because by Royal Anashim, Aran Anashim, the women were the main donors in the Mishkan, and the men had a secondary status. They also, by Royal Anashim, Aran Anashim, the main donations were given by the women. And the men didn't have the proper priority. They felt that, of course, a religious cause, you get to the Yeko. That's today. All the different causes people give money to, don't have to, they give up to the university, give me money to the yeshivas, give me money to heritage causes. There's so many causes that give money, they're people starting, Jewish people starting. So the thought, that's how their mind says, Eilef Kutei HaMishkan is Tartal of the Shemen. Some say, Al Derech HaNash means that when they gave the money to the Mishkan, for this worthy cause, they were Tartal of the Shemen, they were demonstrating that their previous donations that they gave to the Eagle were incorrect, were improper.
And they point out, let's say a person has $100,000, and he's very generous, he gives $10,000 to charity. They say, well, we get double, $10,000, we're only less than $90,000. Then comes another cause, and he gives another $10,000. Even if he gives $5,000. That's a bigger donation. Before, he had $90,000 left there. Now he's only having $85,000. Whatever he gives, after he gets a big chunk, it's a bigger than double, because he's going to be left with less. That's what the Pasuk says, Eilech Kutuli HaMishkan, the Nidavis that they gave to the Mishkan, even if they didn't give the same as the Eagle, Koshkin that they gave the same as they donated to the Eagle, was a tremendous Nidavis, because now the men are going to be left with less than they had before. So this is possible, so we showed this on this occasion, they were stressing out their priorities, and they were stressing and emphasizing that donating to the Mishkan was a proper cause, and donating to the Eagle was an improper cause. It's an important lesson. We all have to have all of our priorities straight, not only in donating what to do with our money. In all of our lives, we have to straighten up our money.